Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, the Eureka Police Department arrested and booked 36-year-old Jason Olmholt. Olmholt has been on the run from officers for several months and was wanted in connection of numerous residential burglaries in Eureka. On Monday, the police department received anonymous tips that Olmholt was in possession of a recently stolen vehicle. Officers then responded to the 1800 block of 3rd Street this morning after searching the city for the vehicle. Officers then conducted a search of an apartment where Olmholt was located inside. Olmholt initially barricaded himself in the back bedroom of the apartment as officers entered the room. Olmholt then jumped out of the rear window of the apartment, where he was met by officers who set up an outside perimeter. Olmholt was taken into custody after a brief struggle, and a search of Olmholt and his belongings turned up stolen property from a recent burglary and possession of heroin and marijuana. Olmholt faces numerous charges, in addition to multiple warrants and parole violation. Wednesday night, a community meeting will be held at the Eureka Veterans Building by Operation Safe Streets. Operation Safe Streets was formed by a group of Eureka citizens aimed to prevent crime. Multiple representatives of law enforcement will be scheduled to speak at the meeting tomorrow regarding the crime in Eureka. Among those are Eureka Police Department Chief Andy Mills and Captain Steve Watson, attorneys Elon Furpo and Sydney Day Wilson, and many others. Students at Humboldt State University have long protested the school's October firing of Dr. Jacqueline Bowman, and over the weekend, the Unified Students of Humboldt took residence in the Native American Forum building on campus and continued to express their displeasure of the firing. The group unofficially renamed the Native American Forum building on campus as the Dr. Jacqueline Bowman Forum and have participated in a sit-in at the building and even listed a series of demands to the university in a press release that was issued by the group today. The school released a comment stating that while the university respects the students' right to protest and have their voices heard, these actions are disrupting class time as today is the first day of the spring semester. The school also said that 5 classes that were scheduled to meet today and Wednesday in the Native American Forum building are being relocated, and one of the classes that was held today had protesters present. The campus gave students permission to use the space through 10 p.m. on Monday, but students chose to stay overnight. The university does not know how long the sit-in will continue. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating an armed robbery that occurred at the Denny's restaurant in McKinleyville over the weekend. The suspect entered the building and brandished a handgun and demanded money from an employee. The suspect was last seen fleeing the parking lot on foot, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and a camouflaged mask over his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The 5 members of the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee appointed by each member of the Board of Supervisors have been named. Mark Lovelace appointed Ginger Campbell, Rex Bone named Jonathan Flyer, Estelle Fennell appointed Sean Wellborn, Ryan Sundberg chose Helen Edwards, and Virginia Bass tabbed Mike Newman from her district. Bass pointed out that Newman, a former city council member familiar with Eureka's public safety work earmark Measure O, is a very good fit for the committee.
Having represented the city of Eureka, he's got real strong understandings of the 4th District. The concerns are a little bit different within the city of Eureka. You know, Mike has had the experience, whether dealing with issues of homelessness, mental health. Not everyone might think that those are somehow related to public safety. You know, you'd be fooling yourself to think they're not.
Sheriff Mike Downey and Redway Fire Chief Brian Anderson will represent public safety on the committee. The board also named 2 at-large members as well as 2 alternates. Those names are expected to be announced later today. The National Weather Service has issued a minor flood and high tide warning for low-lying areas as astronomical tides may flood areas in King Salmon and the Arcata Bottoms through the weekend. The high tides won't be accompanied by the heavy rain as they were in December, but residents should be aware and prepared for flooded roadways and are urged to use caution. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.